Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is
everyone, your source. I'm ahead of myself on radio. Welcome to O'Neill Outside. We're stepping on everybody this morning. This is O'Neill from Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio high in the mountains of North Georgia. This is Works Radio. So welcome, everyone. Very unusual outdoor program this morning. We have some additions to make, and we hope you'll join us on all of that. I will tell you that there's self-promotion. This program is brought to you by Works Tools, Stripling's General Store, Tough Shed, Snellville Heating and Air, Rocco's Pub. I'm going there tonight for some chicken wings. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources, True Turn Hooks, Arctic Ice Packs, Fisher's Choice Baits, Gin Spring Generators, and Rita Critter. It's 7 after the hour. Let me give you the telephone numbers. Should you want to participate in the program, we've got 2 hours of outdoors headed your way. 404-872-0750. 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta, greater Atlanta area. And via the SB Nation Network nationwide, Seattle to L.A., Maine to the tip of Florida, and across the country on the SB Nation, 800-972-8255. That's 800-972-8255. And over the next couple of hours, we'll have the Medal of Honor, the mailbag, the True Turn Tackle Tips, the radio prize package, and some additional conversations this morning. I know that you will want to be involved. It will be a fantastic opportunity. It's the Memorial Day weekend, and that is part of what we're going to look into over the next 2 hours, among so many other things. So we hope that you'll join us. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. And, I want to show you this. The book, I have failed to tell you about the book lately. I'm showing it now on television. You can watch O'Neill Outside on Facebook beginning on Mondays. This is O'Neill. First break coming up. We'll be back.
A cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right.
Hour. This is O'Neill Outside every Saturday morning all across the country, and we're talking outdoors. Number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country, and we welcome you to join us. This is a very, very special weekend. Other than the permutation and of all of our other parts of the program, this is what we're going to do today. I invite you to do the following. Monday is Memorial Day. Now, it's not Veterans Day, Memorial Day. Memorial Day is the time, a day set aside to remember those who gave their life for our country in military service. Veterans Day is a different thing. Here's your opportunity, should you choose to take it, to telephone the program today over the next 2 hours, and tell me and my audience, and this audience, maybe the name, the branch of service, how, when, where, you know, doesn't need to last long, but at least their names of the men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice for freedom in this country. And I'll start it off for you. My father, I'm a junior. My father was named Donald O'Neill Williams. He was from South Carolina. He got married. He and my mother got married on the beach in Jacksonville, Florida. It was wartime. He volunteered, and he was a fighter pilot for the Army Air Corps. He died in service to his country. I was 6 weeks old, and he was 21 years old. His name was Donald O'Neill Williams. I lost an uncle. I never knew him. His name was Luther Monroe Turpin. He was a sergeant in the Air Force, and he was flying airplane engines to China over what they call the hump, the Himalayas. They crashed into the mountain, and he died. Lastly, then, my cousin. His name was Bobby Williams, and he got into the service surreptitiously, if you will. He was a hemophiliac. In other words, he was a bleeder. No matter. He was on the invasion force in the invasion of Italy. He was wounded on the beach, and he bled to death. Those are the three people that I want to mention on this Memorial Day. Donald O'Neill Williams, Luther Monroe Turpin, and Bobby Williams. And maybe you would like to mention and give homage to those that friends, relatives, that lost their lives in military service to this country. And why don't we go ahead and start off? It's 15 after the hour. Why don't we go ahead and start off with Don? Don is calling, of course, from
Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
Good morning, Don. How are you, sir?
It's pretty good to hear your voice. Pretty good. I'd like to mention my father. He was in Battle of the Bulge and got captured. He was in prison for, I believe, 9 months. 6'2", weighed 75 pounds when he got out, but he got home, and we had a rich, full life together, and we fished the Carolina Beach piers and back whenever he was in the newspaper printing business, and those are very precious memories.
Oh, I'm sure. He got you started fishing, huh?
He did. He did, and started me out on salt water, and I always loved salt water from then on. But I did fish the Lake Lanier whenever we had the houseboat. So
there you go. Well, how's the fishing on the coast out there out of Ocean Isle?
Ocean Isle has got the Spanish have shown up early this year. Water temperature is about 70 on the beach, and they like minimum 66, and they've shown up. And the good news is about that is that fish you can make fish salad out of. So
you sure can.
And you have knowledge of that. So, and brown shrimp are here and in abundance for the most part.
Okay.
So life is good on the eastern shore of north of the United States.
Well, mighty fine. Well, that's good to hear from you, Don. Boy, it rings true when you say that the shrimp are in. That's just my favorite. It just goes with everything, doesn't it?
It does. One good thing about when you go to a restaurant that you don't know what you're eating, if you order shrimp, you know what they look like. So
yeah. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Have
Happy
a nice weekend.
Day and to you and Gail. Thank you very
I will
much
do
for
that.
Your show and really appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thank you very much. Hopefully over the next 2 hours we'll hear a lot about those members of the military service. 17 after the hour. Thanks for calling, Don. You have a great weekend, pal. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. I will, for local residents, here I will mention, it's very self-serving, at Appalachian Gun in Jasper, Georgia. I have chosen to thin out my trophy room, so to speak. So I've taken a number of my deer mounts, mule deer, whitetail, a great number of highly artistically done fish, both table mounts and wall mounts, and they're all on display at Appalachian Gun. And they make fabulous decorations for restaurants, lodges and trophy rooms, man caves, go to Appalachian Gun and take a look at that display. There might be some that you want. Now, all the fish there are replicas, full-bodied replicas. I've got a bear there, bear rug, buffalo rug, that is, and saltwater fish and freshwater fish. Go by Appalachian Gun when you have a chance, and you'll be able to see those. And maybe make your choice. I've had them here in my trophy room for many, many years, and it's just getting cluttered. I'm not selling everything. Don't, you know, I'm keeping some of the ones, but it's time for some of them to go so that other people, other sportsmen, other fishermen can enjoy them over and over and over again. I've got largemouth bass and hybrids, stripers, permit, you met rainbow trout, you name it, they're there. 20 minutes after the hour, we're celebrating Memorial Day today on O'Neill Outside. How so? We're recalling those in the military service. It's Memorial Day. We memorialize those who lost their lives in the military, men and women. We will have the Medal of Honor at the end of the second hour, but we're giving special recognition to those, and possibly you might recall, as I told you, my father died in military service, as did one of my uncles and one of my cousins, all during World War II, and I'm sure that you might also, and here's your opportunity to tell probably the 1 million people that are listening right now all over the country their names, just one more time, in celebration of their sacrifice, if you will. When we return, we'll have the mailbag. I've got several of those to tell you about today. Then possibly the True Turn tackle tips and more of your calls on O'Neill Outside. And if you live in the Catskill Mountains of New York or throughout the Midwest and Oklahoma and Texas, I'll bet you that rascal Travis Johnson is already up out there in Oklahoma. You guys know Travis, my grandson. He was on the show with me many years. Now he's in Texas and Oklahoma. He's a cattleman out there now. And a whitetail, antelope, hog, and turkey guide. Interesting life for a 20-something-year-old. And he's made his choices. This is O'Neill. More outdoors when we return. We'll be back.
I want to be a castaway and leave the world behind. Take a tropic holiday.
25 after the hour, we're going to have the radio prize package and the True Turn tackle tips and mailbag mixed in with the tributes that you may have of your relatives, friends that are part of the Memorial Day services, the Memorial Day recollections, if you will, on Monday, this coming Monday. Those men, women who died in service to the country in the military. That's what the Memorial Day is. So I've got a couple of things I want to answer on the website. If you go to O'NeillOutside.com, there are plenty of opportunities for you to be in touch and with your questions. Here's one right here from Daniel Leahy from Hollywood, Florida. He said, I've heard when whitetail hunting during the full moon, the deer movement is often the best in the middle of the day. Is this true, and how important the role does the moon phase play in whitetail hunting? Yes, Daniel, the moon phase plays an important role in all of us. The effect of the full moon, they say that the more entertaining portions of the big cities, the police have a harder time with aberrant behavior during the full moon in the cities, human behavior during the full moon than any other time of the month. And does it affect deer? Absolutely. The greatest effect being the timing of the rut. But does a full moon change the deer behavior? Absolutely. It increases, usually, the deer behavior. Here's one from Bo Bryant from Greer, South Carolina. He says, my friends and I have talked much about bass fishing and the color of the lures to use. My question is, are bass really able to distinguish color? And if so, what's the best color to use during the spring? That's determined by the color and size of the forage fish in the pond. If it's a pond, then it likely doesn't have a blueback or threadfin shad, but it does have brim. Brim's a different color. The bass can tell color, absolutely, and they will. You need to use the color of brim, green, a little red, something of that nature. And believe me, after the spawn, a hungry bass eats small bass up in the weeds, so you can use something that's green like a small bass. That was for Reverend Bo Bryant. So let's see, what do we want to do? Let's give away the radio prize package. What do you say? 28 minutes after the hour, here are the rules. You have to be 18 years old. You have never won a prize package before on the show. And the prize package consists of, and it's good. Uh-oh, where's my little sheet here that tells me all that? There it is. You'll win a Bojangles gift card, a coupon for some Swaggerty sausage at the retail store, a Realtree hat and a decal, a Big Green Egg koozie kit, an Angler magazine, a DNR Regs magazine, Georgia State Parks guide, a can of Fisher's Choice baits, a selection, a whole little plastic can container of True Turn Tackle, an Arctic Ice pack, a freezer pack, using your cooler, a moon phase clock, which you should pay attention to, a hydro shot glass also. And now, here's the question. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. And the question is, now remember, we point the question, the questions are personal, because we are rewarding not just people who understand sports trivia, but you will not know the answer to these questions unless you are a listener, usually long-term, of this show. The question for the radio prize package to the telephone numbers I just gave you, the question is, when O'Neill and Gale started our outdoor radio show, and it was 1981, almost 40 years ago, on what day of the week did it air? If you know the answer to that, telephone 404-872-0750-800-972-8255, and you'll win the radio prize package. Just so you'll know, when I turn right and look this direction, I'm looking at the computer screen for the calls that are coming in. It's 30 minutes after the hour. This is O'Neill Outside, and we do this every Saturday morning. And I would tell you that you can watch all of the last few years of O'Neill Outside television programs on or at our website at O'NeillOutside.com. You can listen to the podcast. I put a podcast there every week. You can listen to the podcast at Waypoint TV, Carbon TV, or that's what they call it, Carbon TV, the Camo Crusade, Outdoor Action TV, the Hunt Channel. You can listen to the podcast on SoundCloud, Google, Apple Play. That rascal O'Neill is everywhere, for crying out loud. So telephone numbers are 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. A lot of calls coming in right there. And the question was, what day of the week did the original O'Neill Outside? Well, it wasn't called O'Neill Outside at the time. It was called The Great Outdoor Show. And it started in 1981, a long time ago. 30 minutes after the hour. We've got a lot of calls right there. I think Corey is one of those, your winner, sir. They're working on it. Okay. Okay. Now, when I say often now, so that you'll know, when I say use, I talk to Corey. Corey is at, he's the sound engineer, the board op, if you will. I think that's what they call those guys. And he is in Atlanta. And the way this works is this program goes from the middle of the mountains in North Georgia to WSB, then goes to Peachtree City to our studio there with Karen and Brian Green, and then it goes to Texas, then it's distributed nationwide and worldwide. The last time we had a little contest for the longest distance caller, one got a call from Australia, one from South Korea, and I think one from New Zealand. So probably those, you know, people who understand English. And maybe they're from around here. I don't remember. We hadn't done that in a little while. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Evidently, we're having a problem getting an answer. And, of course, we have a winner, okay? We can stop calling about that. Thank you. 32 after the hour. And what a great weekend we've got coming up. Are you off Memorial Day? Most everybody's off from this coronavirus stuff. We'll get it figured out, not we. It'll be figured out. We'll be back. It's the greatest country on earth. We'll figure it out. 33 after the hour. And when you have a chance, take a look at O'Neill Outside right there on the homepage, and I'll show it to you because, see, this program is recorded and edited. And it airs on Carbon TV, Waypoint Collection, and all of those VOD networks that I just gave you. And on that homepage, this is radio right now, but see, this is O'Neill's book called People and O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. And it's got a lot of words in it. And it's remembrances, if you will, of the people and places that I met and experienced on the way. And in the last half of the book is an entire series of terrific Big Green Egg recipes. Yes, and okay. And so let's update this right here. And let's talk to Paul is calling. Paul is calling from Woodstock, Georgia. I wonder how Woodstock got its name, Paul.
To be honest with you, I don't know.
I need to find that out. I bet it's a place that you used to go buy wood. What do you think?
Not sure.
Okay. I don't either. I like that sort of thing. Okay, Paul, when we started the show in 1981, what day of the week did we air?
Sunday.
Sunday afternoon. You are quite correct. We had a 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. time slot, which we drove to the studio downtown. We made $15 a week. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. And we spent it, most of it, at the Varsity on the way home, eating chili dogs, chili dogs and chili burgers and fries and onion rings and chocolate shakes. We were younger then. That was almost 40
years ago. It's easier to do when you're younger.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, you've got a nice prize package on the way. I presume we have the information to send that to you. And
yes, sir.
All right, good deal. I appreciate your participation in the program. How long have you been listening, sir? Do you know?
Off and on since the beginning, actually.
Oh, my goodness. That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. I go into work early, so it's easier for me to catch.
All right, good idea. Well, it made it convenient. Okay, give it a couple of weeks. We'll put the package together and get it to you, and thank you for your participation.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, indeed. There you go. There goes Paul. Now, let's see. It's 36 after the hour. Oh, I got to be out of here in a couple of minutes. But as soon as we return, we're going to talk to Milton. We've got Milton on the line, and we'll get to Milton when we return. This is O'Neill Outside, Memorial Day weekend, and we'll be back. Back out the sun. Okay, 40 minutes after the hour. This is O'Neill Outside. We have a caller right here we always look forward to. And it's Milton. Good morning, Milton.
O'Neill.
Hey.
Milton Crabapple.
Yes, sir. How are you, Milton?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
I'm just doing just fine. Yes, sir. It's a nice, going to be a beautiful springtime Saturday here across the South and everything, and I'm looking forward to it. What do you got planned? Anything?
Well, I reckon we're going to cook some chickens on the grill, I reckon. You know, okay. We usually have a big get-together with some folks on Memorial Day, but I'm afraid some of them are not going to want to get together this year.
Yeah,
cause
that's true.
We're kind of in that older age bracket, you know.
Oh, boy.
So we'll probably just be the two of us, I reckon, but that'll be all
okay.
Right.
That's good.
You know, when you look back on it years later, that'll be the one you remember the most. You know, when you was just scooped up.
Oh, I see. Yeah, all right, okay. I understand. Yes, indeed. We're planning on a little get-together up here ourselves with our children, but we'll be 6 feet apart. No, I'm not, of course.
Well, I had somebody I wanted to remember to you this morning.
Please do. Please
do. He was a neighbor of ours, grew up almost right across the street, could throw a rock and hit his house. His name was Vincey Rayburn.
Okay.
And he was a World War II veteran. He survived, but after World War II, he went on and went to work for the VFW. He was all fired up about the VFW. And so in Vietnam, he went over there and spent a lot of time over there meeting with soldiers, talking to them and advising them on all the benefits that the VFW had for them.
I see.
And anyhow, in 1968, he was in a helicopter going from one place to another, and he got shot down over the Central Highlands, and they never found him. So he was over there doing what he loved to do, and that was talking about the VFW.
Well, I tip my hat to him, and I'm glad
Vincey
you brought Rayburn, his name
yes,
up.
Sir. He was a funny fella. I'll always remember him. But anyhow, I just wanted to remember him this morning.
Well, good. Several people have already, and we hope that many will do that today, along with all the other subjects that we discuss on a Saturday morning.
Now, something else I wanted to talk about that's not on the Memorial Day subject, but it somebody mentioned something a while ago that got me thinking about these fishing lures and fish biting and what colors and all that stuff. You know, it might surprise a lot of folks to know this, O'Neill, but you can still catch a bass on a jitterbug or a Lucky 13.
Yes, indeed.
You know, but there's one thing about sportsmen, about hunters and fishermen. They got money just burns a hole in their pocket real easy.
Yes.
And when they come out with new lures and new camouflage and all of this stuff, you know, folks got to have it. They
Absolutely.
Got to have it, but you can still, you know, there's a lot of folks spend a lot of years claiming that you didn't need to wear camouflage clothing until they found out how much money that you could make telling folks that you did have to wear camouflage
That's
clothing.
That's exactly right. That's right, especially for deer hunting, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Now, I wonder how folks killed them in the past. And all the centuries past, turkeys and deer, because they didn't have camouflage clothing.
Right.
But anyhow, that's what makes it fun, is you go looking for something new, which brings me to my point.
Okay.
I was watching on the TV, I think it was on the TV, now it might have been on the internet, they had this lure that the fella had it and put it in a bucket of water and swirled it around in there. It looks exactly like a fish swimming around in there. It wiggles like a fish, and I'm telling you, it looks like a real fish. And they said that, as a matter of fact, they was thinking about making it illegal because it caught too many fish.
My goodness.
Have you ever heard of that lure or seen one?
I don't think so. Do you recall the name of it?
Well, I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's made in a little sections, you know, so it'll wobble.
Well, I'll have to look that up. That sounds fascinating.
You'll probably see it on the prowling around on the internet somewhere. But anyhow, I just wanted to. How long you say you've been doing this show?
Well, we started in 1981.
Yeah. Well, don't give up, because if you keep doing it, it's going to catch on.
Yeah, we'll get good at this when we have a little experience at it.
I believe it.
Yes, sir.
Well, stop by the jail.
All right, say hello to my crab apple for me, and we hope to see you soon.
Much obliged.
Thank you a lot, pal. That's always good to hear from Milton. It's 45 after the hour. Let's see, 40, 45. We've got time for this. Let's talk to who's up next. Oh, let's talk to Alan. He's calling from Tallahassee, Florida. Good morning, Alan. You're on O'Neill Outside. Outstanding.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing real good. Yeah. You know, talk about the moon phase and everything. We went brim fishing back Thursday before Mother's Day, mm-hmm. when the full moon was, and we got into a bunch of shell cracker O'Neill, and we caught some between 3/4 and a pound.
My goodness.
They ain't nothing better than catching a bunch of brim.
Oh, they taste good, don't they?
I tell you, for people that are going to take a kid fishing, there's nothing better than taking them brim fishing. And the one thing I hope they'll remember is when you do take a kid fishing, make it his day or their day.
Yes.
Just go and sit, beside them and show them how to do it. Don't worry so much about yourself fishing. And, in that way, it makes it a lot more funner for them.
Yes. Take a lot of pictures, too. A lot of photos.
Oh, yeah. And then I saw on the History Channel, and I don't know if you agree with it or not, but it's a little trivia. Back during the pioneer days when, the huntsmen would go out and hunt for the hides and everything, mm-hmm. do you know why they call a male deer a buck?
I do, but I want you to tell me.
They said back then that a male deer's hide sold for a buck.
Correct. That's what I understand also.
That's how they came up with the name for the buck for a male deer.
Mm-hmm. That's what I understand. And that's why, if you're familiar at all, I know you live out of town, just in the community, we're actually practically downtown now, just north of Atlanta, is that portion of Atlanta is called Buckhead. Yeah.
I was born in Crawford Long.
Okay.
I pretty much grew up in Atlanta.
Okay.
So, the only reason I come to Tallahassee is my grandkids are all here.
I see. Good for you.
So, but also I want to give a shout out, and I hope people will take just a moment this weekend just to thank the men and women that have given their lives to protect this country, both foreign and domestic enemies. And those are the true heroes in our country.
Absolutely.
Not some movie star or some singer or an athlete or whatever. Those people have given the ultimate for this country. And may God bless them all. And may they all rest in peace.
Yes.
So, and I hope you have a great weekend. Don't eat too many wings tonight now.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to Rocco's.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, you have a great weekend. Tell Miss Gail I said, hey, I know she's sound asleep.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Thanks for calling, pal.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate you listening to the program. There we go. Always good to hear from Alan in Tallahassee. It's 48 after the hour. We've certainly got time for this. Let's talk about, let's talk to Calvin. Calvin is calling from Douglasville, Georgia. Good morning, Calvin. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing?
Lovely.
Yeah, I had a question for you. I know you're a man of experience. I'm new out here on the west side of Georgia, and I was wondering, do you know of any hunting clubs or places I can get started to get my feet wet out here on this side of town?
Okay. Not specifically, but I'll bet mm-hmm. you if you go to a local sporting goods store mm-hmm. and ask them there about some clubs that have some land that's leased, maybe, that they
right.
have some clubs. And I'll bet you they'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, I'll have to do that.
Yeah, they'll know. And, hunters are not as much, but they are like fishermen. Mm-hmm. We can't stop talking also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I just got to go out here and do a little manhunt and find out who knows something.
That's right. they'll point you in the right direction, because society is so mobile now. It's rare that a bass fishing club or hunting, or it's rare they it's always
right,
and they're probably looking for people to join, and I'm sure they'd love to have you investigate.
Yes, sir.
Sure enough.
I appreciate your time, Mr. O'Neill. And, one of the things I want to give a shout out to all the veterans, my dad and granddad, and everybody have a safe weekend. Thank you for your time.
You bet. Glad you called, pal. Have a great weekend yourself. Thanks, Calvin. There goes Calvin. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. It is 50 minutes after the hour. We've got a couple of minutes before the next break. We're giving special tribute today. Monday is Memorial Day, and we're giving special tribute today and an opportunity for the audience to tell us about a friend or a relative who gave their lives in service to our country, usually military service, men and women. And I said this at the beginning of the first hour, but it's my show. I can do what I want. My father died. He was a fighter pilot in World War II in the Army Air Corps. He died in a crash. He was sitting on the runway waiting to take off, and another plane crashed into him. He was 21 years old, and I was 6 weeks old. My uncle, Luther Monroe Turpin from Lakemont in Clayton, Georgia, was in the Air Force, and he was in a plane, and they were flying over the Himalayas, the hump, so to speak, delivering airplane engines to China. And then my cousin, Bobby Williams, he was a hemophiliac. He was what's called a bleeder, but he faked it, and he got into the service, and he died during the invasion in Italy. I've forgotten the name of the beach. I'll come up with it. But after he was wounded, not surprisingly, he bled to death. So those are the three people in my family that died in service to the country. And you don't have to tell a story if you call. And you don't have to call. But it might be an opportunity for you to just give us their name and what maybe the service that they were in, and remember them one more time. There's probably right now, I would guess they're probably on WSB and the SB Nation. There's likely 1 million people listening to this program. And so don't pass up the opportunity to tell 1 million people about a hero that you knew, a family member, a friend, that made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. From Canada, all over the world, all over the United States, O'Neill Outside. We'll be back. Hometown hero at the bar. Well, the first hour of O'Neill Outside this weekend is almost done. It's our celebration of the outdoors, and with the addition of the Memorial Day weekend coming up on Monday. And just to be clear about it, this holiday, this Monday, is to celebrate, if you will, or recall those who gave their lives in service to the country, military uniform, men and women. It's not Veterans Day. It's for those who died in service. And on behalf of Karen Green, our engineer and the person who put all this together that we couldn't live without on this program, Karen's cousin, his name was Walter Knight, and he died in Vietnam in service to the country. So we'd love to hear from you with others that you know of, that you'd like to pass along and tell an awful lot of people, give them that recognition. It's 58 after the hour. And I had occasion this week to use one of our sponsors. I always tell you about that. Of course, I'm going to Rocco's tonight for wings. But we had the opportunity this week to use one of our sponsors, Snellville Heating and Air. And we had a malfunction of our air conditioning system. And they came right up. And, man, oh, man, I hadn't had any repairmen, if you will, or service done in some time. And, oh, man, they wear little shoes and face masks and little shoes. They're just clean as a pin. And came up right away and fixed our air conditioning. And now it's nice and cool. It was getting warm. Gail Williams is spoiled rotten, so we have to have it about 66 to 68 degrees most of the time in the house. But after being married for almost 55 years, what the heck? It's a small sacrifice to make because she stuck with me for all this. We started dating when we were 18. And so that was waited 3 years to get married. And in June of this year, we will celebrate our 55th wedding anniversary. And we'll probably go to Rocco's and eat wings or something like that. So, all right, time to get out of here. Another hour of outdoors, another hour of Memorial Day celebration coming up when we get back. This is O'Neill.
News, weather, traffic, 95.5 WSB.